We were given the choice of having evacuees or airmen billeted on us. And my mother chose to have an airman billeted. There was an RAF repair depot at Faygate, which is a little village between Horsham and Gatwick. And that's where the men were stationed, where they worked. So they were billeted out into the houses around Horsham. And each morning, a large trailer would arrive, go up and down the roads, and the airmen would run out of the houses, jump onto the trailer and go off for the day, and would return in the evening. So they were mostly young men, about the same age as my eldest brother. And they would be with us maybe 2 or 3 months, and then they would go and someone else would be billeted. But although they were only in our life for a very short time, one of them in particular had a very great influence on me. He was a warrant officer, an older gentleman, and he was a Scotsman, and he had two little girls of his own in Scotland, and I think it helped him to have younger children around, because he had photographs of his daughters and he used to talk to me about them. And of an evening he would sit with me and encourage me to do reading out loud, and I read stories out loud, and I did a lot of reading from the Bible with him. And towards the end of the war, 1944, when the New Education Act came in, I was given the opportunity to sit for the scholarship to go to grammar school, to Horsham High School. And my parents were a little bit concerned about this, because none of my brothers had had a grammar school education. And my father in particular thought it would give me ideas above my station. But Mr. Pat, as I called him, his name was Mr. Patterson, the warrant officer, he persuaded them that you must let her take this opportunity. So, as I say, although he was in my life for a very short time, I have eternal gratitude to him, because it opened up a new world.